Hello, I'm on the air. This is Kathy Cook. I'm going to be bridging some wisdom with you today. This is an kind of an emergency, but not. This is preparation of a couple of answers that I've been getting from the Native American grandmothers, my ancestors, which are Cherokee. Just to give you a briefing on who I am, my great-grandfather was a holy man. He could heal with burned people by touching them with his hands, Cherokee, and his wife is a medicine woman. She knows all the herbs and remedies. My grandmother healed. That is my father's mother. That is her parent. She passed that along to me when I was very young, told me not to tell a soul because Native Americans have to keep things hidden for only those who need to hear will hear and have us talk in subliminal messages. But every word I speak has a message in between it. I seem to rattle at times, and I allow God to speak for me, do for me, act for me, be for me, think for me in every way, shape, or form. Anyway, what I want to get at is I have a solution to the world problem that the Native Americans, all of my ancestors I have called upon to help me with the situation of the devastation of this earth. Doug Newsom of BBSRadio.com, he is an amazing word man. He can put words together. He feels that it's a devastation and very negative because of the world, but his message helped me get the message from my ancestors and from the Creator God and talk to Mother Earth to understand exactly what she needed in order to heal. It's because of Doug's words. I call him the word man. It is the negative to fit the positive to make the charge in a balanced manner. We cannot be overcharged in any positive way. We have to have that negativity in order to make a clean tunnel into any type of situation. You think of a plug that plugs into a wall. You think of the why it has a negative and a positive. Think of a magnet. You have a negative side and a positive side. You think of this earth. It has to have the other planets to balance and the atmospheric breath. The atmospheric breath is God. God is the wind. God is all of our air. The air is being filthied and dirtied. Now, what happened is I'm going to start from this moment earlier today backwards. I use TNT News Trader to vent a lot, and then I clean sweep it off, and I vent a lot, which is on BBSRadio.com. And what happened is I was feeling a shift in the energies after I did ritual 2 days ago. Actually, it was 3 days ago. It was the closing of the 31st because I do that at the beginning of the month and the end of the month. Now, if you go back to the 28th, let's go back to the 28th for a moment. Does everyone remember August the 28th, the storms and the hecticness? Okay, now let's scroll up in the timeline to August the 30th. Okay, we're at August 30th. Now, what happened August 30th? Was that a Monday? I don't remember. I just remember the dates. Now, on August 30th, I was told, out of the clear blue, and I listen, if I'm told to get up out of a dead sleep, you've got to discern the mind controlling versus your heart center within your heart. Okay, it feels different. The energy sweeps feel different. Now, mind control is when somebody is tapping in to a reading. Say I'm reading Jane, and Jane wants to know about Bob. If I give Jane information about Bob, that's tapping into his energy and reading into him, which could cause him a mind-type control. You see what I'm saying? It's like that energy sweeps into Bob, and Bob is starting to bounce everywhere and do exactly what the reader is giving Jane information to. So we have to be very careful to tap into other people's energy unless we're tapping into it with blessings of brightness and light. That's why it's blessed be one's name, because whatever we put out there is going to come right back. If we put out if we put out, we know, like I do, I know this message is important. I'm giving a red alert to some situations and answers. I'm addressing the union, the universe, the nation, the galaxy, the creator, God, all the aliens. And I want to clarify one thing about the reptilians. That's how I got the messages. They, the little lizards, gave me the understanding how to get this message out to you. So they have been getting a bad rap. I don't know much about them. I do know that I visit the mothership that is with the greens because of they. That's where I go to meditate. But let me just start here. We're on the 30th of the month. The lizard comes, crawls on my foot at my daughter's house in her garage. Now, that's the fourth lizard that has come to me within 4 months. One stood out at my door and held its neck out and pulled this little red thing all the way out and pulled it back in, pulled it out, pulled it back in, trying to get me a message. And it was that was on Valentine with the evenly yoked on May the 1st. I'm bouncing all around because this timeline's everywhere. Y'all got to be still. Be still, everyone, for me to get this message out there because I'm bouncing. Okay. That lizard was telling me to go to the corner, which is in my vision at the street, like a big highway. But it's pretty far away, but it's not. If you were a good baseball player, you could hit a ball and hit that interstate. Okay. So it kept, and it ran down. It didn't run. It walked down it walked down towards the north. Okay, this is at the south that it pointed. It walked towards the north. Then it walked down the rail, and it jumped on the tree. And I have two trees at the end of my porch. Now let's walk down those and look at that tree. That tree gave me a piece of bark after I did ritual because they always give you a gift. The universe always pays you back for something that you've blessed or given. And it wanted me to peel the bark up. And it was really weird because you can see a shaman in its images. If you look at little things real close, you can see things in depth. And it took me over to the tree that was beside it, which is very, very sick, which actually points directly to the southwest, okay? And right above there is a little square in my ozone. The reason I know this is because these beautiful people at BBS Radio gave me a beautiful gift to go out and take some photographs the morning of Valentine. It was actually May 2nd. And there was in the pictures, in the fog, in the smog, a square. Okay? And nobody could comprehend what that was. But now I know that's the ozone, or either it is those reptilians coming in to give me a message. I don't know about the window. It doesn't matter about the window. It matters about the message. But I've got an answer to that window, which is this is the Chaz that had me look at the situation and give an answer for the president of the United States on a YouTube. Now, I get messages subliminally everywhere. So this is addressing the nation. Now, let's take a moment to breathe it deeply because that, I gave you a brush sweep, kind of like a synapse. Okay, that's what I just gave you. Now we're going to take a deep breath, and we're going to breathe in from our abdomen, which is the carbon dioxide that we're breathing in. We're breathing it in. Think of your lungs, the lower lobes of your lungs, like the leaves of a tree, because the leaves of the tree filters all that nastiness that we breathe. We have to have the trees in order to breathe. They filter, like our lungs, the little flowers that are in our lungs, our bronchial tubes. Now we're breathing in from the lower part of our abdomen. Breathe in as deep as you possibly can. That's where singers sing, from the abdomen and everything. You just keep breathing deeper and deeper and deeper till you can't hold and suck in anymore, okay? I want you to really, you breathe in through your nose because all those follicle hairs, they cleanse the dirtiness that the leaves messed up, didn't get. You've got to breathe in through your nose. So that's why we've got nose hairs. Let the nose hairs clean it so that the oxygen that goes in your body is very, very clean. We're going to clean sweep our heart, our minds, our bodies, our souls for a moment. We're going to go out there. We're going to listen to God in the breath of the air. He's breathing in as he did in this earth when he first made it. He breathed out of his nostrils because it's clean. And he cleaned that breath. And he breathed out of his nostrils. But we breathe out of our mouth because our words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart, must be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, that strengthened thy redeemer. Now, the first thing gift that we get in earth is what? Breath. When we first are born into this earth, this mother earth, it's our breath. He gave us also the gift of reproduction. That is all. The reproduction system and breath. The rest is man learned. Our body takes over from the breath and starts functioning our body. We go out and reproduce in words, in actions, in manners, in humans, in creatures, in plants, in trees. We reproduce, but what fruit do we reproduce? What words do we reproduce? What message do we reproduce? That is the message. The money tree stands at the edge of my deck. It's a twisted plant, and it's grown so tall. I brought it into the house 2 days ago, on the 28th because of the storm. I'm at the East Coast at the Myrtle Beach area. And I took it outside 2 days later, and the leaves are totally yellow. They're dying because they didn't get sun. Our sun is very sick. And our trees are trying to talk to us. That's what the message is. Our trees are giving us a message. We have got to replant trees in this earth. 40 million trees in every area and every highway that we can possibly get. Because if we don't, we're going to die. But this will clean up the air. The trees will absorb the nasty carbon monoxide that is in this world, which is coming from the dirty oil that is being put in our automobiles today. Which is therefore releasing out of I could go into all the parts of a car, but I'm not going to because it took shock. But you think of the exhaust pipes. Let's just look at that. The exhaust. What is exhaust? That's your breath breathing out, okay? The car's exhaust is breathing out. So we're breathing in what the cars and the pollution is breathing out. We have a hole in our ozone. We have nowhere to cleanse and purify. We've cut down rainforest. We built Sim City too quickly, which is a Macintosh program that I learned to build cities and connect the pipes and stuff. But it's just like me. When I put this message out there, I'm building all over the place, and then I'm building another place, and I bounce. But please bear with me. Just bear with me, because this message is so heavy. I put Clorox in my bathtub the other day. Clorox. What is Clorox? Bleach. I have several cups out. I do not keep a clean house. I just don't. I think of myself as like being in the sewage working, trying to get all that clean stuff out. So I clean my house whenever I want to. I don't care. I am in the message right now. And anyway, none of the cups had anything in them. At first I thought it was mold because this house was torn down by mold. It had to totally be demolished and rebuilt. It was so moldy. And I've got it all in my lungs. That's why I have lung problems sometimes. But anyway, the bathtub, and I left the door open last night. That's what it was. And when I left the door open, it went into that Clorox in that bathtub because I put a whole bottle in there. I didn't know why. I just do what I'm told. The bathtub wasn't dirty. I just poured it in there, and I totally forgot about it. Then I went out and did ritual. I'll tell you about that later. But the thing is, here's the message. This is the message. I'm putting my other voice on. This is the message. We have got to plant trees. If we plant trees everywhere, palm trees at the beach, I'm talking Tree City, those trees will breed and cleanse and purify our air. It will also root our world. It will grab hold into places that have crevices and cracks in it. The roots of the tree of life. We've got to get our roots back into Mother. She's very hurt. That was her message she gave me. I took a mirror and I laid it out there in my medicine circle. After I had done worked with the broken arrow and one regular arrow and a golf ball, Medicine Walker, my dear favorite sister, Bear, she had a YouTube up about putt-putt. I told Michael, what is this message with golf balls when he was here? Well, here is the message with, it's the Masters. We're at the Masters right now with the golf. And it is a putt and a hole in one because we are now understanding the message. But it took TNT, it took the shaman, it took all my ancestors, it took me centering and just listening, and it took Doug Newsom's feeling of such traumatic trauma to have me bleed in my heart to want to go out there and beg for mercy in a genuine manner to get this message because of the love that that man has for this humankind, this earth, and this world. His message touched me so deep on his post that I was just in tears over how can I help the situation and do my part. So I took a wicker round circle mirror that's been mine since my sister was a little girl, that was my daughter's, that is just a special mirror, which Michael Greger told me I'd have a special mirror one day, and now I know this mirror. I'm going to smoke. Sorry about that. Anyway, I laid it down in the lavender that I have in my yard over a tree that keeps dropping its leaves off. Now, somebody posted on the TNT News Trader, I think it was Old Man Jr. I feel like he lives around me, but I'm not sure. But he said that if trees are dropping their leaves, there's something wrong. And then I also have one sick tree, which I call the Norma tree, which is Michael's wife that passed away, that started dying. And it is directly in front of protecting and catching all the nastiness of the 485 highway that's out there. I live in Rain Tree. I live at 9930 Fairway Ridge Road. If anybody wants to come by, say howdy. But anyway, there was a big, huge section of pine trees and cedar trees kind of across from me in my neighbor's yard. And what happened was every freaking one of them died. I'm talking just literally died. And if you look in my Bright Lights Pathfinders and go into the Matrix Explained, where I started posting the blogs before blogs were even blogs, and that's how Blog Talk Radio got started, because I was studied by Bright Lights Path by this woman. That's another story, but okay. So the blogs and everything got started, and I didn't know where to put my stuff, and the Matrix Explained thought I was using their place as a blog, which I wasn't. I mean, as a web page. I said, I have nowhere to block my stuff. That's how the blog got started. Okay, well, anyway, the roots. I took pictures of the roots in the yard. I took pictures of the dirt. I took pictures of the bark in the tree. Now, when I peeled off a little piece on the sixth tree, guess what it was? Come on, guess what it was? It was a cardinal. I am going to put this together somehow. If I knew how to put together a webpage, I could tell these stories even better. You could see my storybook. But that cardinal, the red bird, the state bird of North Carolina, is in that tree. Just connect the dots. So then I go back and look at the bark. What happened was I pulled the bark off the Mount Michael tree to the left and had a little peephole in it. And I took it and I peepholed it to the tree to the right, which I only took a little piece of bark because it was trying to tell me something. I didn't see it till I came in the house, and I kept hearing, get that wood out, get that wormwood out, get that wormwood out, get that wormwood out, get that ingrained wood out, get that termite wood out that I got when I went to the Seneca Reservation for the very, 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 very first time. And I was at Slippery Rock, and the guy, that his name is Bob, and he lives with Giz and there in Pennsylvania. And we stopped there on our way to set up a reservation, and he gave me a piece of wood. He said, one day you'll know what it is for. He was a keeper of the stones when we do sweat lodges. He builds, because he's a huge guy, and he burns the stones for us to sweat. And they take 2 or 3 days to do. So here's my message. Simple, plain fact. Plant the trees. Especially the oak tree, the mighty wisdom oak tree. That's the first tree that I ever, ever, ever got messages from. And I said, oh, mighty oak tree, you're so old. You've been here forever and a day. Give me your wisdom, almighty oak tree. And now I know when I go and hug a tree, and I, by gosh, hug my tree, and I put my third eye up there into it, and I look and I listen to this earth, it will give us our messages of what to do. But Doug Newsom, Don Newsom, and Seth Hendricks have guided this ship to a major planet. And I believe that we're in a new dimension. We can change. Today is 9-1, which is, and then 2-11. Okay, that's 1-1-1-1. Well, I was born on 2-11. That's my birthday. But you think about it this way. 9-1. We got a window right here to save this planet before it erupts. We can plant the trees. The trees of roots. Go and get them out of the rainforest. Ask the trees first, because it will not work if we plant them without asking them and giving prayer and ceremony, or just asking. Don't just go rip them up and pull them out. Oh, my God. That's like taking somebody coming in and breaking in their house and ripping them up out of their bed and kidnapping them. You've got to ask and humble and gently ask them. And when you plant a tree, it has got to go back in the same direction it was facing when you dug it up, because it only knows that direction for its face. Just like we only know the direction to face up and out, not down and out. Because if we look down and out, we will stumble and fall. We will every time. But if we look up and out at God Almighty's face, which is the wind, the breath that you feel on your face, the smile that he places on your mouth, he gives you a simple smile. Thank you, Doug, for the smile. And thank you, God Almighty, for the smile that you gave me and the understanding. Number one, plant the trees. The roots are deep. We are the tree of life. There's four trunks to its main tree system in the tree of life. There is, my system just went off. But I want you to know that there's four seasons, four winds, four directions, four trunks to the tree, which the winter cannot touch the summer, the spring cannot touch the fall. Very respected. But it takes that opposite to make the other two. That's why we have to have the balance of the yin and yang. That's what it's all about. I'm going to sign off now. Doug, I don't even know what time I started. I didn't even look at the clock. But it's simple. We've got to plant the trees. The carbon monoxide from the inner part of our lungs, the breathing in, because people are breathing too huff and puffing with their mouth. It goes into our heart. That's what pumps our left side of our heart, is when we breathe the lower part of our lungs. That's the left side of our heart. Our ring finger is the main vessel, the blood vessel to our heart. That's why we put the ring on our finger, on the second to the last finger on our hand when we get married, because that is the blood vessel that pumps the heart. We're putting a thumbprint on this broadcast. I just called up BBS and told them that I had an emergency broadcast, and they were grateful enough to give me a spot right here and now. And what I want to say is the reptilians gave me this message. They told me to tell you guys, what do you think we are? Look at our skin when it's dry. It peels. It looks just like them. Huh. But what is our skin? It's seven layers. Remember. Remember who you are. But remember, we're evenly yoked because it took another species to be coming to us to give us this message, which is part of the earth, which is part of who we are. But it was Mother Earth and me beating. The heartbeat. Just everyone. I don't care where you tap. Just get in your heart that beat, that heartbeat, and just say peace, the word peace. We can't be saying all these words and stuff out there to the universe. We think of the peace sign in the hippie days. We are making peace, okay? And that's all I've got to say. Peace out, everybody. This is Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders, Bridging Wisdom, here on BBS Radio, Station 1. Catch me on Tuesday evening, 5 o'clock Pacific time. That is 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And Doug Newsom, thank you for that beautiful, wonderful smile and the messages you put out there each and every day. God love you and God bless. We are off the air.